भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 6 The Yadu dynasty retires to Prabhas. Text 25. Yadu vamshe avatirnasya bhavataha purushottama sharat satshatam vyatitaya पञ्चविंशाधिकं प्रभो यदुवंशे अवतीर्णस्य भवता पुरुषोत्तम शरत्शतं व्यतिताय पञ्चविंशाधिकं प्रभो यदुवंशे अवतीर्णस्य भवता पुरुषोत्तम शरत्शतं व्यतिताय पञ्चविंशाधिकं प्रभो word by word meaning Yaduvamshe in the family of the Yadus Avatirnasya who has descended Bhavata of yourself Purusha Uttama O Supreme Person Sharat Shatam 100 autumns vyatitaya having passed panchavimsha by 25 adhikam more prabho o lord translation. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O my Lord, you have descended into the Yadu dynasty, and thus you have spent 125 autumns with your devotees. There is no purport, so we'll go to the next verses. Text 26-27, translation. My dear Lord, there is nothing remaining at this time for your Lordship to do on behalf of the demigods. You have already withdrawn your dynasty by the curse of the Brahmanas. O Lord, you are the basis of everything, and if you so desire, kindly return now to your own abode in the spiritual world. At the same time, we humbly beg that you always protect us. We are your humble servants, and on your behalf, we are managing the universal situation. We, along with our planets and followers, require your constant protection. Text 28. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Lord said, O Lord of the demigods, Brahma, I understand your prayers and request. Having removed the burden of the earth, I have executed everything that was required on your behalf. Text 29, transition and purport. That very Yadava dynasty in which I appeared became greatly magnified in opulence, especially in their physical strength and courage, to the extent that they threatened to devour the whole world. Therefore, I have stopped them, just as the shore holds back the great ocean. Purport. The heroes of the Yadu dynasty were so powerful that even the demigods could not check them. The enthusiasm of the Yadus was unlimitedly increased by their victories in dangerous battles, and they could not be killed. Due to their martial spirit, they naturally desired to establish their power over the whole world. Therefore, the Lord checked them and withdrew them from the earth. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarani Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namoste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadhi Gaur Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So in these verses, we can see that Lord Brahma, along with other demigods, have again approached the Supreme Lord. And at this time, they are requesting the Supreme Lord to go back to his eternal abode. We can see that in the beginning also, when there was many great demonic forces on this earth planet, they were burdening the entire earth planet. That time, Bhumi Devi, she took the form of cow. And she approached Lord Brahma. And she requested that, please, I have been troubled so much. Please do something. And at the time, we can see that Lord Brahma, he came along with so many demigods on the shores of Kshirasagar, the milk ocean. Srila Prabhupada explains that the presiding deities or the presiding demigods or a particular planet, those who own that planet, they can see the Supreme, not Supreme Lord, but Lord Brahma, and they can approach Lord Brahma if there is any difficulty on that planet. That kind of facility is given. And so, I mean, the Lord Brahma then has privilege to approach the Supreme Lord, who is residing on a particular place known as Shweta Dweep in this material universe. So this is the transcendental universal management. It is not that what is happening on this planet is not noticed by anybody. There are higher agencies who are noticing all the activities of every living entity. And they do the needful in due course of time. So whatever we do, we create some kind of activities which may be pious or impious. And the reactions are determined by the higher agencies. And in that way, we get the sufferings or enjoyments in this material world. And when this planet, earth planet, is too much overburdened by the sinful activities, no power in this material world can rectify, can put things in place, then what happens? There has to be some mechanism by which things are put in order. Otherwise there will be so much chaotic situation in this material world. And therefore there is a need to set things in order by the higher powers. And therefore we can see that before Lord Krishna appeared, there was such kind of situation. And Lord Brahma, he understood that situation. He knew that there are demonic people. They are troubling the pious people, those who want to lead a simple, pure life. These demonic people are troubling them. Then Lord has to intervene in between. Because the Supreme Lord protects His devotees. He gives His promise. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sucha paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. Krishna tells that I come every yuga to annihilate the sinful people, demonic people, and to protect the devotees. That is Lord Krishna's promise, and He fulfills that every yuga. Or whenever there is urgency, He comes and fulfills that promise. So, Lord, He understood the situation. He heard. And He told Brahma and other demigods that it was kind of different type of communication. It was not like today's world, instant messenger, or like so many medias which immediate messages we want. There the Supreme Lord is so efficient that He could also, without any mechanism, material mechanism, He can reveal in the heart. And that is the most powerful and authentic type of communication. Supreme Lord revealed to the Lord Brahma that I am going to appear, don't worry, I am going to come. And what you should do, all the demigods along with their wives, they should take birth in the family of Yadus, Vrishnis. Let them take birth, let them create a proper facility, proper ground for me to appear. And in that way, He assured them that there is a solution. It is not the situation is out of control now. Sometimes there is emergency. Government has to declare kind of emergency situation. They have to bring all the army forces. People become so restless and they create disturbance in the society. And in Kali Yuga, it's a time of emergency. We can see that so much chaotic situation is happening. So, Supreme Lord, He told that I am going to appear. And in that way we can see that how Supreme Lord came, Vasudev, Devaki, they had performed so many austerities in their previous lives. They could get Lord Krishna as their own child. And in the same night, Lord Krishna had to leave them. Because Krishna had a higher plan. He told that please take me to Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan, where Mother Yashoda also has given birth to twins. So you just exchange. So it was so kind of emotional situation for Vasudeva and Devaki that Lord Krishna has appeared, he revealed his four-handed form, but he had to immediately leave on that same night. Because Krishna had a higher plan. He knew what is to be done. Little pain, but there is more higher gain. Because so many other demonic people were creating disturbances. And when Krishna went to Vrindavan, at that time also we can see that Kansa, who was inimical, he had a threat. He had already got a threat that he'll be killed from the eighth son of Vasudev, Devaki. And he was always fearful. And he was trying to avoid that situation all the time. And he was thinking that how to kill Krishna. That was his mission. He was always planning, and he saw that that child had escaped, and it was and he was getting restless that how this can happen actually. And the girl was born, and he tried to kill, and it was material nature's personification, Durga Devi. She could not be killed. She told that he is already born and he is somewhere else. So he was always fearful. Kansa was always fearful. And he was actually so fearful and conscious in that situation that he was always seeing the Supreme Lord in the form of four-handed form, chakra in his hand, but out of fear. That absorption was so powerful that he was always seeing the Supreme Lord. He's coming to kill him. And he was having nightmares that he's coming, he's going to kill me. And he was getting bad omens so many times. But still he was so staunch and stubborn that he did not give up that kind of negative attitude. That's very sad. And there in Vrindavan we can see that Supreme Lord, he was performing so many wonderful pastimes as baby Krishna. He was giving pleasure to all the Vrajvasis. He was breaking the pots, butter pots, stealing the butter and feeding the monkeys. So many pranks he would be doing. He would be getting caught sometimes and he would make so many excuses. And in that way, we can see that Vrindavan pastimes are so sweet and purifying. And so many demons were also coming to attack. But Krishna very effortlessly killed so many demons. All the demons he killed. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Shaktasur, Trunavrata. They were taking different forms. Material energy, Panchat, Mahabhutas, sometimes Trunavarta in the form of air. He was trying, he was thinking that with this energy I can defeat Lord Krishna. Whirlwind, huge. But Krishna says that this is my one of the energies. Wind, air is one of the energies. How can somebody kill Krishna by one of his energies? It is not possible. Then fire. So many ways Indra wanted to kill Krishna by pouring so much rains. He thought that I have that power, I have given that kind of control of water, providing water on this planet in the entire universe. I have, that is my power. He was very proud of that small, insignificant power. And Krishna wanted to really humble. Krishna wants to humble somebody. Then nobody can stop it. And Krishna humbled Indra. He understood that, what is my power? What I was trying to do? I was trying to kill the Supreme Lord who helped me so much. He has given me power. And I am having this post because of him. And what I am trying to do? He came to his senses ultimately. So, then he surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Krishna again, like, he goes back to Swargaloka and gives the earrings of his mother Aditi and takes Parijata tree. Again he becomes angry. Again there is a disturbance. So, we can see that how the controllers of this material world can get affected by the insignificant powers they achieve. And Krishna, when somebody wants to understand the personality of Krishna or wants to become Krishna conscious, that time we need to know that Krishna is Vibhu and we are like Anu. We are like atom-like. We are very insignificant. And Krishna is supremely powerful. So the realization of the supremacy of the Lord and realization of our insignificant nature goes hand in hand. It is not that I also am little higher. No, as one makes progress, one starts realizing that I am so insignificant. And it is actually because of the power given by the Supreme Lord that I am able to do something. If Krishna withdraws the power, then we can't do anything, right? So therefore, the devotee has to be always grateful to the Supreme Lord. And here we can see that in this situation, that Supreme Lord came, he killed so many demons in Vrindavan, then he went to Mathura, he killed Kansa, his own maternal uncle. Then he killed so many other people, Chanu Ramushti, Kualapid elephant, and so many demons were killed. Mathura was attacked by Jarasandha, Kalyavan. So in that way we can see that so many people were hiding somewhere and they were trying to create disturbance, and Krishna was so expert in bringing it at the right time and killing them. In Dwarka also, it was not easy thing. Although Krishna, he protected so many of his devotees, he 16,108 queens, and he was having a big family there, and there also demons were trying to create disturbance. And Krishna killed so many demons there. Banasur, Shalva, so many demons they were trying to attack the city of Dwarka. So in that way, we can see that Krishna's mission of killing demons, those who are creating disturbance in this mortal world, was fulfilled. And at this stage now, when all the demonic people were killed, Krishna is now, Brahma is coming along with his demigod, along with the demigods, and now they are praying to the Supreme Lord that you have almost completed your mission. Now it's time to go back. So we can see that it is it is also done in a very sensitive and dignified way. It is not like today's world. We don't want somebody, we start sidelining that person, sacking the person, because that person is not so much important. Or maybe even today's world also we can see that somebody gets old, or in any organization that is the situation. That, okay, you perform for so many years, now haribol to you. We like to hear Hare Krishna to you. Somebody takes birthday, Hare Krishna to you. But haribol to you. Sounds quite horrible. So that is the situation. What can we do? So therefore, here the Supreme Lord, they came and requested him. Krishna's power is always beyond all the powers and positions. So Krishna was not affected. When somebody tells us, okay, Hari bol now, bahut ho gaya tumhara seva, we will feel scared and insecure that, oh, I did so much and now they don't want me. They don't want me to serve now further. So that is the nature of this mortal world. Everything is new in the beginning, right? Happy New Year. But next day, we don't have that kind of eagerness to say Happy New Year. It was only for a day. Maybe for a few days it may go on, but after that, it's gone. Now, so many other challenges. So in that way, we can see that everything is nice in the beginning, right? We want everything to go on nicely in the beginnings of Krishna consciousness also. Everything is nice. Everyone is recognizing us and welcoming us and giving so much help and care and attention. So much more is given. But after some time, what happens? Afterwards, we have to take responsibilities. If we don't take responsibilities, then we also don't make progress. We also don't allow others to make progress because we are stuck in between. So we have to take responsibilities. And that becomes difficult. Because taking responsibilities means taking thankless tasks Nobody will give and say, okay, so you did so nicely, there is a nice gift for you. That starts reducing more and more. In the beginning, you came, oh, you are come first time, there is a gift for you. But not every day. Because we have to grow now. We cannot say that now I want to be like that small child in the beginning of Krishna consciousness. I want to take only Mahaprasad. We have to grow now. That's the great need. And therefore we need to change our perception. That is what is needed actually. If you look from the material perspective, the things of this material world will start appearing very dull. Even the people we see around us, we will think that, oh, why they are here? We will become more anxiety ridden. But when we look from the spiritual perspective, we will see everything in connected with Krishna. People are performing their devotional service for so many years, we will think that they are the inspiration. Otherwise we will think that, oh, why they are here, why I am not getting that position. So therefore we need to change our perception. And that is the greatest need. And we can see that in that way we will see every day as a new day. And we will become more enthused to serve better and more. It is not that only first day of the year we should be more enthusiastic and then afterwards again go back to my comfort zone. So therefore it is a great need. And as one grows more, then there are challenges, there are pains. It's not that to grow means we have to take the pains. With the age also, there are growing pains. My body is not cooperating. My health or so many responsibilities, so I don't have my own space. There are so many people waiting for me, or I have to do so many things, so there is no space for me. Material comforts are also becoming less, and people also don't recognize me so much now. I mean, I had to do myself so many things. But still, one has to, in order to grow, one should take that pain. And along with the growing pains, one should have growing plans. It is not that now I cannot do anything more. Because in order to grow, one has to keep on thinking, how can I improve myself more? How can I help my Guru's mission, Prabhupada's mission? There is so much work remaining. And in that way, one can still derive, one can experience the bliss in Krishna consciousness. It is not that in the beginning of Krishna consciousness only there is a happiness. Sometimes we like those old days. Old days were good, sometimes we may think. Golden old days. Because everything was nice, small temple and then they tell our small groups. And but now the huge family, it's a big family, and sometimes we don't know each other. So instead of becoming negative, one can become more positive. Oh, so many wonderful devotees are coming. And let me understand how many wonderful services are they doing. So there is always opportunity to connect with newer and newer people, newer and newer devotees, newer and newer projects. And in that way one can continue to grow. Because Krishna consciousness does not get stagnated at any time. It is our own perception that makes us more negative. If we think positive, we'll see that yes, it is so much wonderful that there are devotees who are making wonderful advancement and they're growing so nicely in Krishna consciousness. And how Krishna is wonderfully empowering them. If one thinks in that way, one will feel great joy. But if one thinks that, oh, why Krishna is not giving me empowerment? And why he is giving him to so much? If that is our perception, or our thinking, that means we have not understood the depth of Krishna consciousness. We have not understood Krishna. We have not understood our own self. Because we have not grown. Therefore we are as it is. And therefore we should think that yes, there is a need to grow. I have to go more deeper now. I am not able to see everything positively. It means there is some defect in me. And when we take that responsibility and try to go more deeper, try to understand our own self, then we'll think that, oh, why not? This is so wonderful actually. Krishna is giving me that realization of becoming more humble now. And to do continuous serving, he is giving me opportunity every day to serve. Why should I crib more? So in that way, when somebody performs services, he takes that responsibility, then there is always newer way of looking at the things. And going more deeper means becoming more and more Krishna conscious. That means to go and try to implore more, try to understand what is the best possible positive way of looking at the things. Otherwise our attitude can just change the situation. Everything is so nice, but our attitude is, oh, why this, why that? Then entire, even the spiritual world appears material. But when we just change our attitude, then even the difficult things becomes more easy. It is easy to follow certain things. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada also explains that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. What is our attitude? How we perceive the things, how we accept the newer and newer situations around us. That is more important. And therefore, that will help us to to make progress in Krishna consciousness and to remain more faithful and loyal to our bigger family. Our bigger family of Krishna devotees. We may have a kind of small family of congregation or a small council or group. It's like a family unit. Congregation is like another bigger family. Then we have extension centers and other temples. And then there is a bigger family of Srila Prabhupada, who gave us this ISKCON society. So there are devotees in other temples, other gurus, disciples are there. So they are also Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. So if we look in that way, then we will see that there is lot of opportunity to serve. And that is what is needed actually. And Srila Prabhupada has created this society in such a way that there is place for everyone. It is not that, okay, you became old, now you are retired and there is no space for that person. It doesn't happen like that. And therefore, that is what the complete Krishna consciousness is. Otherwise, we may just land up into half-hand logic. That hen is giving the egg, but it is eating food also. We need to provide food. But we want only egg. Then what we want the person does? He just cuts the hand, thinking that I don't have to feed the mouth. So that is not the solution. Krishna consciousness is the complete package. We need to accept everyone in their all, along with their good qualities. Sometimes anarthas may also come. So we need to understand each other, develop broader vision and expand our horizons. Then we can see that there is a tremendous amount of scope to develop. And then every day we can celebrate. It is not only on the first day, but every day we can celebrate. And therefore we need to remain united. United we stand, divided we fall. Because what Srila Prabhupada has given us, this society, is a great hope for everyone. Because as the time is, as the time is passing more and more, Kali Yuga is becoming more and more powerful. Because this is the age of Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga will not stop. It will keep on increasing. It will keep on increasing its marketing strategies. How to grab customers. Kali Yuga is most powerful. And he makes plans every moment. We should not think that we can make plans to make people devotees. But Kali Yuga is making plans every moment. Every day, every moment is an opportunity for Kali Yuga. And we can see, Govind Prabhu had shared one video. And it was explained that just on one day of Christmas, how many billions of dollars are spent for gifts? Something like $465 billion are spent on just gifts. And what kinds of gifts? So many, which will break all the regulatory principles. And even he was telling that on the last year, I mean the eve of the year, the last day of the year, how much crores of liquor is consumed in India? Something like 1.5 crore liters of liquor is consumed. Can you imagine? That amounts to so many rupees and so many children can be fed. So Kali Yuga is making that kind of plan, strategies. Take little. Everything is good in moderation, it is said. That is a sample they gave. Take little and be happy. Don't worry. Nothing, you are not getting addicted. But they don't realize that this kind of moderation is pulling them into addiction. And it begins with very nice marketing campaigns. So this is just one example. Intoxication, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, so many ways Kali Yuga is entering into the lives of each and every person. So therefore there is a great need to take the process more seriously in our own lives. Otherwise Kali Yuga makes plan in such a way that devotees, they start feeling alone, or they start fighting with each other, or sometimes somebody may get empowered and others become envious. Why him, not me? So when we become more deeper in our own Krishna consciousness, we will accept Krishna as it is. How Krishna is so wonderful. He is giving me an opportunity. He is empowering so many devotees. It is so wonderful. This temple is so wonderful. And let me continue my doing services. And let me serve more and more without expectation. So that is that will help us, and that will help the entire society. So here we can see that how Supreme Lord is telling Brahma that he was worried about his own dynasty. And then later on we will see that how this dynasty he himself decides to annihilate. Destruction of the Yadu dynasty, that will come later. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. We find that the demigods are praying to Krishna for protection. But we as aspiring devotees, at least for myself, I don't know, I've never prayed for protection, because this strong conviction that there is protection from Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. So we never pray for protection like the demigods are praying. So what do you have to say?
We are to pray to the Lord to give protection, certainly. We cannot protect ourselves. We have to seek protection from the Lord. This whole material world is a dangerous place. Not good place for a gentleman or a gentlewoman. So therefore, we have to pray to the Lord to give protection. Demigods are praying. They are having so much power, control, but still they are praying to the Lord, give, protect us. And what we should pray actually, we pray to the Lord that protect us from falling down again in this material world. If we don't pray, we'll come back again. That is a danger. Again we will fall back again in this material consciousness. Krishna has lifted us from this material ocean and has given us this wonderful place. At least he has brought to Krishna consciousness. That means Krishna has shown some mercy upon us. He has given us Guru, he has given us Srila Prabhupada, he has given us books. So if we don't stay high in the spiritual consciousness, we will fall back again the same material thinking. That is a problem. We will start finding faults with each and everyone. So therefore we need protection, that we don't create disturbance in the society. We maintain our Krishna consciousness, we respect each other, and we remain humble at the same time. Otherwise sometimes we may think that, oh, I have now power and I can instruct others and I can order others. That is another type of danger. So therefore we can see that we need to pray to the Lord that don't allow me to get puffed up like that. Because the material energy is so powerful. We are insignificant. Even the great, great demigods get affected. Brahma, he himself got affected. Shiva was affected. What to speak of us? Demigods are praying. So we need to pray. Cannot say that I don't need protection. That means we need protection. Because we are in such a vulnerable situation. So therefore, if we remain in the association of devotees, maintaining that consciousness that I need protection, then Krishna will protect. Because the mercy will flow to the most lowest position. Just like the water flows to the most lowest position. Similarly, the Lord is standing here. Radha Gopinath is standing here and he is watching every one of us. He knows each and every one of us. And he will take our prayer seriously. When he sees that we are really sincerely praying. He knows everyone inside and out. We cannot pretend to the Lord that, oh Lord, give us mercy and we do something wrong. When he sees that, yes, seriously, sincerely we are praying to the Lord. We are serious about completing the process in one lifetime. Then he will take us seriously. We are sincere and we don't have any ulterior motives. Then we will see everything very positively and we'll. Prabhupada was telling, I think, some place, he was praying to the deities that please, Lord, I don't fall in Maya. Now what is the need of Prabhupada to pray? Prabhupada is great acharya. And Prabhupada is setting an example that we need to pray like that. So Krishna sees everyone from inside, outside. And when he sees that, yes, sincerely we are taking the shelter of the holy name, we are taking the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It should be the life and soul. I need to hear Bhagavatam. Whether advanced devotee is speaking or very ordinary devotee is speaking, for my purification I need to hear. Let those transcendental vibrations go into my ears. When we have that attitude, then Krishna will definitely protect us. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. थोड़ा ज्यादा,
थोड़ा कम कीजिए, थोड़ा बस मैं आता हूँ। आई फाइव फाइव नंबर
पुरुषोत्तम प्रभु हरे कृष्ण Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna ठीक लग रहा है आ रहा है, साउंड लेवल बराबर है, सब जगह से आ रहा है, साउंड लेवल बराबर है। मैंने वहां तक चेक किया, डीटी किचन के थोड़ा पहले तक आता है, वहां पे नहीं आने, बंद हो जाता है। डायरोमा जहां पे परंपरा चालू हो रही है ना, वो स्टेयर के नीचे तक आ रहा है, उसके बाद कट हो जाता है बाहर साइड से। वो बाहर से सिग्नल कैच कर रहा है कि क्या है, एक बार सब विंडो और डोर क्लोज करके अंदर से चेक कर सकते हैं कि कैसा गेन है उसका।
आगे लगाइए सब, हरे कृष्ण, चेक कर रहा हूँ।
एसी है ना, तो भी वो भी डालो।
एसी, एसी ठंडी है ना, एसी डिपार्टमेंट मेरा नहीं है, मेरा नहीं है। आपको तो ऐसे भी एसी चाहिए रहेगा ना,
मैंने ट्रे पे लगा दिया,
थोड़ा चेक कर रहा हूँ, इसके लिए लगाना पड़ेगा। अरे खिड़की थोड़ा लगाएंगे, थोड़ा चेक करना है क्वालिटी कैसा
है।
थोड़ा हाँ ठीक, मतलब पूरा चल पूछ ना, ये भी
अभी तो बोला मैं
छोड़ना पड़ेगा,
खाने का सामान
हरे कृष्ण परफेक्ट।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा ہرے کرشنا ہرے کرشنا
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare हरे
नमाम्यहम् ओम उग्रं वीरं नहीं ऐसे अंतं सर्वतो मुखं नरसिंहभीषण भद्रं मृत्यो मृत्यो नमाम्यहम् ओम उग्रं वीरं महाविष्णु ज्वलं तं सर्वतो मुखं